This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
City of Roseburg Community Development Director Stuart Cowie in with us this morning. Want to talk about our resources out there, well, really three sets of resources to help people that maybe a lot of folks don't know about, and they haven't really been available in this form for very long. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you have these online maps available now in three different areas: floodplain information, developable business lands, and also historic resources. How did this all come together in getting this online to be more easy to access?
Well, you know, we recognized there was a need for this information that people were looking for in the public. We wanted to put it in a much easier format for people to be able to use. So we figured there's got to be a way to include this in a map for each of these three categories. And we were fortunate enough to have a rare AmeriCorps member with us last year that was able to put all these maps together.
Well, this had to be quite the project, but given the idea of being able to access online, I mean, this has got to be an improvement for people looking for information, but also really for your staff as well, and because people can access it themselves and not have to come in and pulling, you know, maps out of drawers and all that.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Certainly, for example, like the floodplain information map, you know, that's a specific one that's of great value to new property owners that are purchasing property within the floodplain, or realtors that are helping these individuals. If they're looking for specific information that will help them with their flood insurance, it's all there, which is a great tool for individuals to be able to have at their fingertips.
And I know when people are looking at property, I mean, I don't live that far from the river, and the question sometimes is, are you in the floodplain? Are you not? Sometimes it's not just distance. It has to do with elevation sometimes and land slope and a lot of other factors. So it's a little bit of a complicated one.
It can be. So this map certainly shows people where they're at in relationship to the floodplain, but then also provides information like an elevation certificate that shows where the structure that they have purchased, their residence, is in relationship to the elevation of the floodplain, and provides a lot of technical information that's necessary often in the need for flood insurance.
Now, let's talk about the one for developable business lands. Those are really kind of in short supply around here.
They can be, yes. A lot of them are pretty hidden. This map certainly provides really an inventory of commercial and industrial lands that are either vacant or underutilized, and enables one to search based on the zoning designation, on the acreage size they are looking for, and provides a lot of information in concerns to what utilities are available. Does it have access off of an existing road? Lots of things people would be initially looking for as they're searching for a property to develop.
And if somebody's got an idea for a business, or maybe it's an outside business wanting to come into the area, they want to know, you know, if they need 2 acres or they need 5 acres, or where could they possibly be? And being able to look at this stuff online, I imagine, can speed the process up.
Oh, fantastic tool for individuals who are really just beginning their search to be able to narrow down properties that might be viable for them in the development process.
And I mean, traditionally, you go back, you used to just drive around town and go, well, there's a lot there. You think that's going to do it? Well, maybe, maybe not. You don't know. Is it in the right zoning? Or what about that thing next door to it? Will that be an issue? But again, going online, you could get all the data in front of you and then go from there.
Yeah, it really helps for people that may be out of town, right, and are looking to come to Roseburg to develop. It's detailed enough that you can click on each individual property with the map and then pull up the Google Street View. So you've got just even a street view of a lot of these properties that can be extremely helpful for folks.
Wow. Now, also, you've got one for historic resources. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, this one was a great map in that we had a terrific inventory of all of these historical structures within the city that exist within our four historical districts. But that inventory was simply just a list. And you had to actually go through the entirety of the list to find the address of the specific property you were looking at. Now with this mapping version, you can go to the map, punch in the address, or just kind of float over the top of the city layer and see, hey, this is the actual property I'm looking at it. Are looking for, click on it, and then pull up all this great information that provides historical data in regards to the structure.
Now, how do properties get classed as a historic resource?
Yeah, it comes through the state. There's the National Historical Inventory, and they work in concert with the State Historical Department. And then we have our own local inventory as well. So there's different layers, but we've got some fantastic historical resources here in the city of Roseburg, and it's nice to be able to highlight them through this map.
So would this include both homes and business properties?
It does, yeah. So for example, one of our historical districts is the VA and that property. So those buildings obviously have unique, significant historic value, and it highlights those as well as many others.
Wow. Anything else people ought to know about these? I guess maybe at this point, where do they find this online?
Sure. So if you go to the city's website, there is a section on maps, and you can click on that. These maps are available there. If people are having any trouble navigating them, we encourage you to contact the Community Development Department, and we'll help you through it.
All right, Stuart Cowie, City of Roseburg Community Development Director, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38.